Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Kentis Gopala, Head of Product Ecosystem for the Zoom Contact Center and Zoom Phone. Kentis, thanks very much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Very good, Charlie. Great to see you and good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you join us, as I said, and I'm really excited for today's conversation where we're going to talk through four predictions for the future of the workforce engagement management market that we expect to kind of come to fruition within the next 2 to 3 years. So we both come up with a couple of predictions for this. Maybe we'll start quickly with my two predictions. And the first one that I've written down here in front of me is that workforce scheduling will go beyond the conventional contact center confines. I think this is a big trend that we're seeing at the moment of external employees starting to handle more contact center conversations. I think there was a really good bit of research from Metrigy that recently came out around this that found that 47% of companies allow employees outside of the contact center to support agents in solving issues. And amongst those companies, nearly 30% of employees are helping out when needed. So I think we're going to have to start considering how we can better support these businesses in accounting these external employees when building their contact center schedules. I don't know if you have any other kind of thoughts on this prediction, Kentis.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Toddy. And that resonates with us as well. You know, with Zoom, what we've seen in the market, even before we got into the contact center market during COVID, what we've seen is companies were bringing in people with a gig economy, et cetera. It's now much easier to bring people to help out during peaks when you have, you know, a lot of businesses, et cetera. So we've seen that with a lot of customers. And now that, you know, we are in the customer experience market, we've also launched our workforce management solution. So we are, when we're talking to customers, we're seeing that, you know, quite often where they want to be able to expand beyond the traditional contact center to bring in people, perhaps even from back office, you know, so to bring them in and address, you know, peaks that they are seeing in volumes. So they want to be able to plan for that as well and schedule people. You also have contractors coming in now with more flexible working hours. You know, some people may just, you know, perhaps with kids, they need to do a school run, you know, in the afternoon, they have some other activities, and we just want to work for a shorter period of time. So we need to be able to schedule and plan for these as well. But you know, just to add to that prediction, Charlie, what we're also seeing is, you know, looking at the concept of scheduling within the contact center and taking that outside of contact centers altogether. So looking at frontline workers, for instance, is, you know, nurses, health workers, nurses, and, you know, people who are in the field, is how do you just use a scheduling solution for these outside of a traditional contact center? So I think, you know, to your point, I think, you know, moving away from the traditional contact center industry to beyond those four walls of a contact center.
Yeah, and I think the kind of merger that we're seeing as well between CCaaS and UCaaS platforms, so those employees outside of the contact center can kind of access contact center tools, and we can kind of, yeah, through workforce engagement management, kind of account for those too, is going to be a big trend. And I think the Zoom Unified platform is quite an outstanding offering in that regard, but we won't go into that right now. I think we'll maybe move straight on to our second prediction. And that is that QA data, so quality assurance data, will start to inform routing strategies. And I think there's really great potential here for CCaaS vendors to combine their quality assurance and routing tools to create innovative new strategies for passing customers to the most to the best suited agent. Yeah. I think maybe one really kind of good example of this is that through their QA data, maybe an AI can bot can spot, hey, this agent's really good at handling this type of query. When this query comes in, let's try and give this agent more of these queries to kind of improve the customer experience. I was thinking a bit more about this one too before the call. I think there's also the opportunity for WFM data here to inform routing. I guess that one example would be perhaps an agent is a couple of minutes away from the end of their shift. Maybe a bot could recognize this and pass them through a call that's, judging by its intent, is probably only going to take 1 or 2 minutes. I think there's such great opportunity here in combining kind of workforce engagement management with routing, especially in regards to QA though. I think this is kind of a big one. I don't know if you think a lot about this too, Kentis, and whether you agree with this prediction.
Yeah, absolutely, Charlie. And I think, you know, traditionally, very often you've seen the set of data are in silos, right? So you have your quality management data, you have your workforce management data, and then you have your CCAS or routing all together, not leveraging the data that are available, you know, in those two separate systems. But I think now people are starting to bring all together customers, other vendors. We are doing that as well. Is how do you leverage the power of that data that you have for routing? You know, a lot of us in the industry are looking at predictive routing as well. Is how do you predict based on the data? To your point about, you know, WFM data, is how do you use that and then predict what sort of routing you need to do? What agents? Who are the agents who are going to be available? What skill sets you will require? And then, you know, going back to quality assurance and quality management. Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, we are thinking of, the whole industry is thinking of as well, is how do you leverage the data that you have in quality management and get, you know, your interactions to the right agent. And I think what we've seen as well is, you know, going back to traditionally, quality assurance and quality management, you know, it's been considered as punitive, looking at what the agents were doing wrong. And, you know, how do you improve them? But I think now it's becoming more rewarding as well. It's like, how do you identify, you know, good examples and what are the good things that agents have been doing right? And how do you replicate that? How do you, you know, expand that further? So I think, you know, as we look at expanding, you know, the routing capabilities, a lot of these data are super useful and very valuable to get an interaction to the right agent, especially when, you know, just to expand a bit more on this, when you look at why an interaction needs to reach an agent is really when it's very complex and cannot be solved by self-service, right? So you need to make sure that agent has all the tools, has all the knowledge required to answer that very complex query. And that's why, you know, getting all of that data to drive to the right person is very critical.
Yeah, and I think I very much agree as well with what you said in terms of how even still now, like WFM and QA data are still very kind of siloed from one another. And even by bringing those together within one kind of what WEM suite, which Zoom's already kind of doing now, for example, WFM planners can use that QA data to spot, oh, wow, this agent works really well at this time. Maybe we can offer them a shift then, or, oh, their performance typically drops after this time. Maybe we can offer them a break. So I think, yeah, there's really great potential in there. And I do kind of want to dig deeper into QA now. And I know one of your predictions is that QA will become more automated and more near real time. I don't know, maybe if you could talk us through this one, Kentis.
Yeah. And that is much easier when it's part of a one single platform. One thing that, you know, we are looking at as well is how do you use LLM to train your data and evaluate all the metrics that scorecards cover? Yeah, I think instead of looking at pieces of the conversation, I think where QA is going is to look at the entire conversation, all the conversations in a contact center, and automatically you know, try to derive key insights from those. So looking at intent and context rather than matching keywords and phrases to score those conversations. So as we look at automation, instead of having someone manually going and picking random conversations and listening to those, we could automate all of that and have, you know, the whole AI model go through all the conversations, drive insights, and surface only those that are critical for the end user. So I think that's where we will see, you know, perhaps that shift in the industry. And that becomes easier when you have a single platform where, you know, you have your CCAS, your quality management as part of the same platform. It's easier to derive all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess on that single platform and with automated QA, you could you could maybe see, oh, this, you can look at kind of basic reporting metrics too and say, oh, these, and look at outliers, say an average handle time, yeah, and apply your automated quality scores to that and get real insight for your manual analyst, yeah, to then look into that, pick out the most, I guess, pressing insights into improvement opportunities or recognition opportunities. It becomes much easier for them to kind of pick, yeah, those. Pick those out. So I think that's really great. And that was our, yeah, third prediction.
And just to add to that, Charlie, so just recently we were talking to a large customer and they were having an upcoming event that they were going to launch. And they mentioned that, so we are using your quality management product. We have some great insights, but wouldn't it be good to see the sentiment overall trending for that day that we're launching? So I think a lot of people are starting to think of, we have a lot of data in post call, post interaction, but can we get that information, near real time to look at how the sentiment is trending across all the conversations? Can we have, a visual dashboard just to see the trends that are going? So I think as QA with automation, et cetera, are getting better, we will get more and more near real-time data that could be useful as insights for contact centers.
Mm. And it's really great as well to have that sentiment data next to a quality assurance data, because then I guess you can look for correlation and track, absolutely, whether you are actually measuring the things that matter most to customers. And I think that's incredible insight that a contact center can leverage from that. And I'm sure this is a prediction that we could talk about more and more. But I do want to move on now to our fourth and final prediction, and that is sources of data used for forecasting in workforce management will broaden and become more accurate. Yeah, I don't know whether you could talk through this one as well, Kentus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so far what we've seen is workforce management, they use data to forecast how many agents, etc., you will need for planning and scheduling. And the source of data that are being used is really inside of a contact center. So looking at volume of interactions, how people are handling calls, et cetera, and then try to predict on that. But the source of information that you use for prediction or for forecasting, I think that will evolve. It will get broader. So you could look at information outside as well. You could look at information that are, looking at weather patterns, for instance, looking at if you can see that there will be a storm coming, perhaps you need to reschedule agents. If you know that you're going to launch a new product, you expect that you will have more calls. So what are some of those external factors that you will need to have more accurate planning and better forecasting? So I think that's something that, again, going back to the source of data, that are now available, and is how do you combine all of that to do better prediction? And the prediction mechanisms, the forecasting algorithms are getting better and better as well. I think so. We'll see a lot of improvements in that space.
Yeah, I really love that point as well, because I remember speaking to a contact center manager in a water company once, and they said it was really important for them to forecast to get accurate weather forecast too, because they knew that when it was very cold outside, the pipes would expand and burst and they'd have way more calls into their contact center. So looking at kind of forecasts outside the traditional call volumes too, I think that's a really fascinating great final prediction there, and it's going to be great to see how these kind of AI fueled forecasting algorithms continue to progress within the next 2 to 3 years. But those are all of our four predictions. I think it's been a really great conversation, and it really sheds some light on the future of the workforce engagement management market. So thanks very much for joining me today, Kentus.
Thank you, Charlie.
Excellent. And also thanks to everybody for watching. Bye for now.